My name's Kate Bowles and I'm interviewing you for the Wellcome Trust as you're taking part in Anthony Gormley's new art project, One and Other. The date today is the 18th of July 2009, and if I can please ask you to state your full name, your date of birth and where you come from.
I'm Martin Boulanger. I was born on 30th of October 1961. I come from South Africa but currently living in Market Lavington, Wiltshire. Near a town of Devizes.
Very nice. And how are you today?
Very well.
Yeah. You're about to go on the fourth plinth at 2 o'clock this afternoon on the Saturday.
Yeah.
How are you feeling about that?
Good. Mm-hmm. One of my friends said don't go too near the edge, so I suppose getting a little edgy that way. Yeah.
And what was it about this project that made you want to apply?
At the time that I read about it in one of the Sunday papers, I was already had the idea of starting a website, trying to get people to become more aware. And when I saw this project, I thought this is a perfect opportunity to launch it, to see how it goes, and for myself to become a little more aware, to see what it feels like to be in such a big crowd. It's something that I've always actually tried to avoid. So, personally, I don't know what's going to happen.
To become more aware, what do you mean?
Awareness mean, how do we notice things? Are we aware of our feelings? Are we aware of our emotions? Do we notice the things that go on around us? And if we could be more aware of those things, then maybe we'd be able to realize that we actually create our own experience every day. So if we knew feelings and thoughts that are coming up, we'll be able to stop it right there and realize that if we approach people and events with a good state of mind, then the outcome will be much better. That's basically it.
Is that a particular kind of ideology that's come out of?
Well, if I put it this way, I'm a tennis coach by profession, and it started off with me trying to get my students to be able to become more aware of what they're doing physically on the tennis court so they could learn better. And for this, to this end, I went and did yoga classes and I started doing meditation and I started becoming aware of my own feelings, my own thoughts, my own actions, and seeing how they have actually molded my life. And I realized what a good tool it would be if I could know how I was feeling, recognize it, not become attached to it, and realize that the way that I feel, I could change my experience. So, yeah, and I've read a lot of books. Obviously, we do that and interacted with people. And as we learn something, our perspective of the world changes. So we learn more, and it's evolution. That's how we grow.
Are you a life coach?
No. I think as a tennis coach, we're a little bit of everything, a little bit of a mentor. But not a life coach, no, I don't see it that way. I think everybody is their own life coach. And if we become aware, we'll be able to be aware of that higher choice that we all know. We all know what is right, if there's such a word as right. We all know what works and what doesn't work. And if we're aware, we'll be able to quieten down the clutter in our minds and make the right choices. That's it.
Who have you been a tennis coach for?
nobody famous. But my philosophy as a coach that everybody can learn to play tennis, and that's how I've looked at it. It's not looking after a big name. If you get a talented player, they're not hard to coach. It's to coach the person who can't play, to try and figure out how they learn, to try and help them to play.
Mm-hmm. Do you play tennis yourself?
I play tennis myself, not to any great standard. I consider myself to be a teacher.
So what are you going to do on the plinth today?
I'm going to stand there with the camera. I know a lot of other people have done the camera thing. I've seen it. But I'm going to be standing in 8 different positions on the plinth for approximately 7 minutes each. That makes 56 minutes. I've got a t-shirt I'm wearing that's going to advertise a website that I started called myawareness.co.uk. I'm hoping people become aware of that. That's written on my shirt. Go and have a look and participate.
Are you a photographer?
I'm not a photographer at all. No. Not at all. I'm taking photographs. I don't know what I'm going to take photographs of. I'm not really going to be looking through the viewfinder of the camera. When I get home, I'm going to go and have a look. And then when I see the photographs, I'll decide which ones I want to comment on. Maybe an emotion that I pick up from people in the crowd. There's a march of repentance on today. So I figure that some people are going to be quite involved in what's going on, and I should capture some quite cool moments.
How did you decide that this was what you were going to do on the plinth?
I don't know how I decided. It just came.
Yeah.
It just came. It wasn't with any particular reason that I decided to take photographs,
mm-hmm.
or my awareness. What were you getting at there?
It's a decision that some people really struggle with, and I just wonder what you fitted in with your awareness. You're concerned about being more aware.
Yeah.
And taking photographs.
Well, I think by taking photographs there, I'm going to let people know that I am looking at something. And if they see me from behind, they're going to read my awareness.
Mm-hmm.
I hope they make the connection.
Yeah.
And the ultimate goal here is for people to share their awareness on the website so that we help to make each other aware and lift awareness as a whole in society.
Mm-hmm.
I know it sounds like a huge, huge wish, but it's got to start somewhere.
Yeah.
And I think the more and more people that take it upon themselves to try and do something like this, the better.
Yeah. Would you kind of consider this a sort of psychotherapy of some sorts?
For who?
Your awareness, do you help people to become more aware?
I think, let me put it this way. If for instance, okay, I come from Africa. Now, just think about this. I was going to climb like a very tall tree. If I'm on ground level, I can only see around me a very short area. If I climb up a bit more, I see more. And the higher and higher I go, the more I see. The more I see, the more I know, the greater my possibilities are. I just want to encourage people to become aware of something today, the smallest thing. And once that bug is bitten, once they've written it down and made it real, you're going to find themselves going to look for more things to become aware of. And eventually, the awareness that we talk about will happen. So, yeah, I think that's what it is. It's everybody's own journey.
Yeah.
And I think in the world today, there is an heightening of awareness.
Yeah. Are you a religious
one? Religious, no. I think religions are man-made organizations. I think that we have inside of us, each one of us, that guidance system, that connection, if you want, to the Creator.
When did you move to England?
We arrived in England on the 16th of January this year. And quite by chance we ended up in the Devizes area in Wiltshire. Yeah.
What was it that brought you to England?
You know, it was also, I suppose I could look at it as awareness too. I'd been living in South Africa doing the same job for nearly 10 years and decided that I wanted to broaden my horizons, to gain experience. And that's what I did. I started looking into it and I found out that I could get a visa to come live here. I didn't know my grandparents lived here and were born here. So there I got my visa and I came and I thought, let's see what happens. We sold everything in South Africa and we just arrived.
Mm. And that must have been a huge change.
It was a huge change, but we weren't hanging on to what was. We were trying to live exactly in the moment as we arrived, and we took it positively. And I think in the economic climate, we did very well. We found jobs and we're quite happy.
Mm. And have you been in touch with your grandparents?
My grandparents have passed away, unfortunately. Although I suppose they do know what I'm doing.
Mm. Yeah. What did you do in Africa? What was your
I was a tennis coach there as well.
Yeah.
That's from 1999, I was a coach. And before that, I was living in Kenya for 4 years. And before that, I was in the south coast in South Africa at a place called Margate, which you have here in England as well. And I've been manufacturing leather goods, so I've worked with my hands as a craftsman. That's about it.
And what was it like growing up in Africa? Or somebody in England who's never been?
Okay. You know what? I grew up in an interesting time because I grew up in a time when politically there was a lot of bad things happening. When I can remember the curfew siren going off, that the black people need to be off the streets by 11 o'clock. And I didn't understand it as a child. The first time I really came face to face with that was when I had to go and do my 2 years national service and realized this is what we're doing. I was very, very lucky not to have caused any harm to anybody directly. Never had to go and fight on the border. very happy about that. And then I started working, and then I realized that these people, because I had people working for me that were what we called black people, and they weren't getting treated fairly, they weren't getting paid enough. And even though I had them work for me, the situation was that as far as economics were concerned, I couldn't afford to pay what we should have paid them. So I got to a point where I eventually realized I need to leave this country, and I went to go and live in Kenya, of all places. And that was actually quite a nice experience. Came back to South Africa and decided that I would work on my own for myself and not worry about employing people. Maybe it was kind of like a cop-out, because I didn't want to go one way or the other. I just stayed in the middle. Unfortunately, I see some problems ahead in Africa. I think anybody does. I wish that it works itself out. But I think, who can blame the people that were sidelined for so long on not having some sort of, I wouldn't say revenge, but wanting to have what they never had before? I think the people that invaded or colonized were the ones that were responsible for this right in the beginning. They weren't aware of what they were doing. That's right. It's very sad, actually.
Yeah. And how have you found moving to England?
People are very, very friendly, especially in Devizes, I must say. Very, very friendly. We were just saying on the way in today, in London, you can't really go and talk to somebody, because they look at you as if they say, why are you talking to me? I think it's any city in the world like that, maybe. People are kind of keep to themselves. But overall, I'm really enjoying it here.
And who did you move here with?
With my wife, Henriette.
Yeah. So you're going to stand at the fourth flint today.
That's right.
Back to this.
Yes, yes.
What does it mean to you to stand in that position?
You know, for me, it's an unknown. I'm taking this opportunity. I think we should all take the opportunities we can get. I'm taking the opportunity, grabbing it with both hands, and we're going to see what's happened. I've got an idea with my awareness to see if I can help to generate awareness in others.
Mm-hmm. What does awareness mean to you? That's quite a general question.
It is. Awareness is my ability to be able to notice my thoughts, to notice my feelings, my emotions, and to realize that I can actually monitor those same thoughts, feelings, and emotions, and thereby create my own experience. And who doesn't want to have a good experience?
Is it something about kind of making the most of every moment in a way?
Well, making the most kind of thinks that makes you feel that things shouldn't, or maybe not always that good. I think everything happens for a reason. There is no coincidence. So I don't know if you've got it making the most of the moment. I think you've got to realize you have responsibility for that moment.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was just actually thinking that the name of this project, One and Other, fits so nicely with the idea that I have. The awareness idea is to help one another. It's exactly what it's for.
Yeah. Yeah. And this is something, how long have you been feeling like this? How long have you been
making a conscious effort?
Yeah,
I suppose you're right. If I think about childhood, it's kind of like a blank. You know, you can't remember what you felt or thought. Bit confusing. I think most people would say that. At a certain time of your life, you start to realize what you're doing. Why did I do that? Why did I feel like that? It's always like that for me. Every time I get the situation, it always turns out the same. I'm always angry at these points. I never want to do whatever it is. What's the reason why? But my first real encounter was when I started working full-time with children and realized that physically they don't know what they're doing. And that led me to investigate the whole awareness story that, as I told you, got to yoga, and from there on to a lot of reading and a lot of just experiencing life and trying to take note, because the more you take note, the more you learn.
Yeah. Is there a particular book that's influenced you?
There's quite a few books I've read. I did quite a bit of reading on Zen as well. Of course, yoga as well has a lot of the same thread running through it. one book now that I think is really, really excellent is books by Neil Donald Walsh. It's called Conversations with God. If people can see past the beginning of it where he's having a dialogue with God, some people might find that offensive. But if they could see past that and read it, you cannot deny what's written in that book. Another really, really good book that I got is called The Alchemist. It was actually given to me by one of the kids that I coached. And his family gave me this book. And it was about the shepherd boy that went in search of his treasure. And the realization he came to was he has the treasure inside of him all the time. And that's basically what us humans are doing. We go in search of this treasure. We buy things. We have money. We buy houses, cars. We have more expensive things. We do crazy things with our lives to try and get this enjoyment. And I think at the end you realize that that enjoyment was inside of you all the time. You could call that enjoyment your creator, your soul, your God, whatever you want. Cool.
What do your friends and family think of you coming here today?
I haven't been shy to tell my students that I'm going there because I think it's a good thing. I've done nothing wrong.
No.
I hope they enjoy it. Yes.
And have you got any hopes or fears or expectations about going up there?
You know, I've said to you, I'm trying to go up there with an absolutely clear mind. I don't know what it's going to feel like to be in that JCB. I don't know what it's going to feel like to stand on that plinth. I said to my wife this morning, I cannot imagine what it's going to be like. And I don't think I should even try. I'm pleased there's going to be a lot of people here, though. That's good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Peak time.
It's peak time that march is on. They might have the backseat, but they won't be able to help looking around.
And something that we ask to everybody.
Yes.
Is what's important to you in your life at the moment?
Important to me in my life at the moment is that it's going to have to be the same thing, that I am aware. That is the only important thing in our lives. Because if you've got that, then every event that happens to you is going to be enjoyable. Or at least you'll know you're responsible for it. That's right. Yeah.
Mm. And what impact do you think this project will have?
I would really like a lot of people to have noticed it. But, you know, I've never, ever sought the limelight. I've never written anything. Anybody who knows me would say Satan doesn't write letters. Started this website and I actually had to write something there. And it was quite an experience. And if I only just write something on that website and not a soul reads it, I wrote it, I made it real. So that's the least that I expect out of it. Mm-hmm. The most I expect is that thousands of people have a look and contribute.
And what do you think of the project, people getting up where a statue would normally be?
I think it's a great thing because the idea of this, there's been a lot of debate, is it art or isn't it art? I think the main reason here is it has caused discussion. People are talking about it. And whatever comes up there over the next, I don't know how many days are left. We've got 14 days, so it's like, 86 to go? Something like that.
2,400 is yeah. The amount of people.
There's 86 days to go or something like that. Yeah, I think it's great. It's a great idea. No,
nope.
I won't be jumping off.
Thank you.
Okay.